You're listening to SBS News.
Even before dawn on Eid al-Adha, devout Muslims were being urged to socially distance, a very different practice during one of the biggest Islamic days while observing coronavirus rules.
5 meters. We need to back up. Please, just back up. Just start moving down the street, brothers.
Social distancing, face masks, hand sanitizers, and disposable prayer mats were required to enter the mosque, all distributed at no charge to worshippers. New South Wales health inspectors were on site to ensure the rules were followed. There were no hugs and kisses this year among friends who met at the mosque, only verbal greetings of Salaamu Alaikum, meaning peace be upon you. Special permission to hold the prayer was granted by the New South Wales Health Minister despite ongoing fears about community transmission in Sydney's west. New South Wales Health told SBS, in light of the importance of Eid prayer services to the congregation, the New South Wales Minister for Health has granted an exemption to the order limiting mass gatherings. An extensive list of requirements were in place to ensure the maximum number of people in any area is limited to 100. Total number on the premises does not exceed 400. One person per 4 square meter rule is complied with. Prime Minister Scott Morrison on 2GB Radio has urged the Muslim community to adhere to COVID-19 safety measures throughout the period of celebration.
And I just want to encourage everybody to make positive, good decisions when it comes to how they choose to celebrate their faith over this important time for that community.
Mahmoud Cook was one young man who was standing outside the mosque waiting his turn to be allowed inside.
It feels like another blessing. And like you feel like this blissfulness in your heart because you get to experience this wonderful event again, and I really feel happy.
Also outside the mosque was Ibrahim Sisse. He prefers praying at the mosque with the community over praying at home alone.
Well, it's a better feeling that I'm able to come to the mosque. Last time I had to pray at home, and just the fact that the environment to be with amongst your brothers is a blessing as well, so that's the reason why it's better to pray in a mosque if you can.
Javed Ghairat took his two children to the mosque. He also appreciated the opportunity to pray in the congregation.
This is a Muslim way to pray in the Eid with the people, especially with the Sheikh. Mm-hmm. So it's very important for us to get inside in the mosque and pray together.
Irma Hussein was outside the mosque, in Arabic called a masjid, waiting for her husband to come out. Traditionally, women do not attend Eid prayers at the mosque.
For my religion, today very big celebrate because we are to eat 4 days today and until 4 days the next day. And I come to here because celebrate make me happy go to masjid, you know.
In comparison to the last Eid in May, being allowed to go to the mosque was an extra joy, but large gatherings at home are still banned. No doubt, many Muslims and those of other religions were praying for an end to the pandemic and for life to return to normal. Asam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.